Good morning and welcome to Sunday morning worship from the Salvation Army here in Romford. As you can see, I'm sat here in the hall. This week we've been experimenting with setting out the chairs in a COVID secure way to see how many people could attend a worship service here. By our reckoning, it's not quite 40. In our worship this morning, we're still in Acts, and this morning we'll be thinking about the Holy Spirit, and many of our songs have been chosen to reflect that theme. Our opening song is a song of praise and worship. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven.
You enjoyed singing that song. It's great to praise and thank God and to remember everything that he's done for us. It's also good to take some moments of quietness to pray and to reflect and also to listen to God. So we're going to do that now. First of all, we're going to sing the chorus, Holy Spirit, Rain Down, asking the Holy Spirit to come into our lives afresh and to come into our world. Then Phil will lead us in a time of prayer, and then Maurice Bowers and his friend Mario will play a euphonium duet entitled Deep Inside the Sacred Temple. Maurice and Judy celebrated their 10th wedding anniversary this week, so we want to congratulate them and send them our best wishes. Now, take some time, be comfortable, listen and pray.
Rain down, oh comforter. In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, we read, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So at the start of this prayer time, I lit a candle as a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world, and that in these dark times, God is still in control and is with us all. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you that you are Lord over all, and that despite the limitations in worship, that we are able to meet in this way. We thank you for your love and ask that you forgive us on the many occasions that we let you down. Lord, we're sorry, and we thank you for sending Jesus to be the light of the world, and pray that you'll speak to us as we come before you today. We think of the world in which we live, which has changed drastically over the last few months, and yet we know that you are still in control. We bring before you the world leaders and ask that you will guide them as they make crucial decisions about the way forward. As we think about this pandemic, we bring before you all of the doctors, nurses and medical staff who've worked tirelessly and have risked their lives. We pray especially for the families of those who have lost loved ones. Be with them just now, we pray. We bring before you the scientists and virologists all over the world as they strive to find a vaccine to combat COVID-19. Lord, please give them wisdom and may a cure be found to rid the world of this pandemic. We bring before you the members of the government of this country and pray that they will make the right decisions as we learn to live with the pandemic. We think about the other effects it has had on us all, particularly those who have been bereaved, those who are in hospital, those who are having medical treatment that may have been delayed. We bring before you those who are suffering from anxiety, which may well have increased due to the virus. Lord, we be close to them, we pray. May they feel your peace. We think of the financial effects, particularly those who have lost their jobs or those whose jobs are at risk, those who are now in financial difficulty. Lord, may they be aware of your love, your presence, your peace. Help us all to trust you fully, we pray. We think about this call, this church, which has been a central part of this town for 140 years. We pray for each member, every person connected to this call. Be with Judah and Mark as they, along with their leaders, make decisions about the future. And as we think about the reopening of the charity shop on the 1st of September, Lord, we ask that you be with the staff, that you'll protect them. We pray for Avril Silson, who has recently had a cataract operation. We pray for healing for her just now. We bring before you all of the children as they return to school next month. And we pray that they will settle in quickly with all the changes and procedures that they will have to follow. We bring before you all those who have had their A-level and GCSE results and the uncertainty and confusion over the results. We just pray that they will soon have clarity. Lord, we ask that you will answer these prayers and all of the prayers that are being said from all of our homes just now. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you to the worship band, to Phil and to Morris and Mario for that lovely time of reflection. Holy Spirit, rain down. We move to our Bible reading now, which today is taken from Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19 and verses 1 to 7. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. Paul said, "John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, we want to say how grateful we are to all of you who've continued to give financially during these last few months. We thank you for your giving. Just a reminder that you can give via the Giftee app or on the Just Giving page or by sending a cheque to the hall. If you're not sure of the details of the Giftee app, have a look on the Salvation Army Romford Facebook page or contact Julia for some details. The charity shop will reopen on Tuesday, the 1st of September, and will be open each week from Tuesday to Saturday, 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Obviously, after being closed for so long, we really need lots of customers. So maybe you'd like to come along, maybe start your Christmas shopping early. We also need some folk under 70 years of age to be greeters at the door. We need these on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday mornings, 9:30 to 1. Please consider helping out with this and let Julia and Mark know as soon as possible what you can do. And birthday congratulations this week go to Matilda, who was 6 on Thursday, and Gwen, who was 8 on Friday. Happy birthday, girls!
Oh, time tomorrow, this time tomorrow, where will you be, who will you see? I don't know, this time tomorrow.
Yeah! Well, good morning, everybody. This morning is a very, 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 very exciting morning because I have Lucy Caffell with me this morning, and she's going to take part in This Time Tomorrow. How very exciting. Are you as excited as me, Lucy?
Yes.
You are? Oh, that's good. Well, thank you very much for taking a break from all the sunny weather to come and chat with me and answer my questions. Yes, because, to be honest, I'm more excited about this one because we usually have boring adults on it. Talk. But it's really good because I get to talk to you this morning, so I'm really pleased about that. So, my first question is to you, what is the best thing about the summer holidays? Because you're on summer holidays, right, at the moment, aren't you?
I'm on the school holidays.
School holidays. Brilliant.
The best thing about the school holidays is going in the paddling pool, having play dates with my friends.
Oh, that does sound very nice. Have you got a paddling pool or is it a small paddling pool?
We bought a new one because our other one was it didn't really work properly. So our new one is really big.
Wow, fantastic. So your swimming's good now then, is it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so that's the best thing. And you're seeing a lot of friends as well, are you? That's good. That's excellent. Yeah, because you've got a lovely garden, so it's good to get them round, isn't it? Brilliant. So, what is the worst thing about being on school holidays?
Worst thing about the school holidays is I miss my teacher and my school friends.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is annoying, isn't it? Do you miss going to school? Yeah. You're very good at school, aren't you? You're very clever. That's what I've heard. Okay, now that's really good. So we've been doing a little holiday club, haven't we, online during the summer. And so I wanted to ask you about that. Have you enjoyed it? Have you enjoyed the summer club?
I have loved it.
You've loved it? Wow. That's good praise. So you haven't just enjoyed it, you've loved it. That's excellent. Well, that's good. I'll tell Ella that we should do another one. That's really good. What have you enjoyed the most? What's been your favourite?
I enjoyed doing the craft on the summit, Kids Online, and we've made a Centurion Soldier helmet and a bow.
Wow. Yeah, the craft's been good, isn't it? That's been really good fun. Oh, brilliant. And have you been singing along with the songs? You've got some weird people doing actions to the songs as well.
Yeah,
it's a bit strange. And a weird person called Dr. Few. Have you watched them? They look good, don't they? Bit of time travelling. Excellent. Right. Now, you'll be pleased to know that this is my last question for you today, which is, are you looking forward to going back to school?
I can't wait to go back to school. I can't wait to see all my friends and my teachers in year two.
Year two? You're going back into year two. Whoa! You have become very old over the summer, haven't you, in this lockdown period? My goodness. So you're really excited. Do you know what teacher you're having next year?
Yeah. So during lockdown, I've been going to school a little bit, before the some school holidays. So I know my teacher and who's going to be in my class, and my teacher's called Mrs. Cox.
Mrs. Cox, wow. And is she nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, great. Oh, so that means you're really looking forward to it then if you've got a good teacher.
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, that's brilliant. That's really, really good. Well, thank you for speaking to me today, Lucy. It's been really, really great and a lot more enjoyable than usual, to be honest. But usually we say a prayer at the end. So can I say a quick prayer for you so that we can pray for you for when you go back to school? Is that all right? Brilliant. Okay, I'm just going to pray quickly. Dear God, I want to thank you for Lucy, and I want to thank you for her family. We want to pray this morning that she enjoys the rest of the summer holidays and that she has a great time when she gets back to school and she can go and see her friends and she can do all her great learning as she goes into year two. So be really close to her and be close to her family until we see each other again in person in our church. Amen. Thanks, Lucy. Enjoy the rest of the summer.
Thank you.
No doubt I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks to Ollie once again for This Time Tomorrow, and thank you especially to Lucy for sharing with us and for telling us a bit about the holiday club and all the fun they're having. Now we're going to listen to the songsters sing the song Spirit of the Lord in Me. And I'd like you to listen to some of the words. When the Spirit controls our life and when we welcome him into our lives, he can guide us in all kinds of different ways. So some of the words say, who is it tells me what to do and helps me to obey? Who is it tells me when to speak and what I ought to say? Who is it shows me what to be and leads me to that goal? That's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in me. So if we're not sure what to do or what to say or what route to take, let's ask the Spirit to direct us.
Thank you.
Back in July 2018, Julia and I were installed as the new Salvation Army officers here in Romford. Now, the installation is carried out by the divisional commander, who comes to the hall, and as part of that installation ceremony, often the divisional commander will look around the hall for certain characteristic things that he can point out, including the crest, the flag, and the mercy seat. In Romford, we have a wooden crest, quite unique. We also have two mercy seats at which we invite people to come to kneel and to pray. And we have our flags, both inside and outside. These unique characteristics of the Salvation Army enable us to recognise wherever we are when we are within a Salvation Army building, whether we be in the United States of America, in Ukraine, or Sleaford, or Burton-on-Trent, we can see the mercy seat, the flag, and the crest. But it's not the mercy seat, the crest, or the flag that defines the church. The defining characteristic of the church is that its members are filled with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 19, Paul comes across some believers, some followers, some disciples in Ephesus, and he asks them, have they received the Holy Spirit when they believed? And their response is that they didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit. So Paul says to them, well, which baptism did you receive? And their response is, we received the baptism of John. Paul explains to them that the baptism of John was a baptism of repentance, but one that also looked forward to he who was yet to come. And he explained to them that that was Jesus. And when they heard about Jesus, and Paul laid his hands upon them and prayed for them, they received the Holy Spirit. Do you remember the story of Peter and Cornelius that we looked at a few weeks ago? Peter, a Jew, was invited into the house of Cornelius, a Gentile, and Peter explained to Cornelius and his household about the person of Jesus. And whilst Peter was preaching to Cornelius, Cornelius and his whole household received the Holy Spirit, and they began speaking in tongues. And everybody was astonished. And Peter said, what is there to stop these people being baptized, becoming members of the church, being installed, if you like, because the Holy Spirit has come upon them in just the same way as the Holy Spirit came upon us. The defining characteristic of the early church was that its believers were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who enabled them to speak in other languages, who enabled them to proclaim the gospel, who enabled them to heal people. The Holy Spirit led the early church. He told them where to go. Do you remember the story of Philip and the Ethiopian that we looked at again in the earlier chapters of Acts? Philip was led by the Holy Spirit to run alongside the chariot of the Ethiopian. Then the Ethiopian invited him up. Philip explained the scriptures to the Ethiopian, and he wanted to be baptized. And then the Holy Spirit just took Philip away, and Philip was led away by the Holy Spirit. Since March, much has changed for many of us. A lot of people have been working from home, and some have even been furloughed. That is, they're not working, they're just being kept on the payroll. Now, as members of the church, there's no furlough for us. The church remains active, because each and every one of its members is filled with the Holy Spirit and therefore led and guided by the Holy Spirit in what they do every moment of every day. As adult Christians, we are responsible for nurturing and maintaining our own spiritual existence. By the spiritual disciplines of prayer, Bible reading, and service, we maintain our lives as Spirit-led Christians. It is the Holy Spirit who helps us to become holy, to become more like Jesus, increasing in us every day our love, our joy, our peace, our patience, our faithfulness, our kindness, our goodness, and our self-control, making us more like Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us spiritual gifts that we can use, not just on a Sunday in the 60 minutes of the normal meeting, but every moment of every day of our lives, we can use our spiritual gifts to help others and to grow the church. Our decision making should be Spirit-led. Every moment of every day, each decision led by the Holy Spirit. The more we give of ourselves to God, the more we align ourselves with His will, the more natural it becomes for us to do the things that God is wanting us to do. Paul's question to those disciples is a question for us today. Did we receive the Holy Spirit when we became Christians? Yes, I believe we did. I believe we are a Spirit-led church. I think if Paul came to us today, he would recognize in us that we are Spirit-filled. So we're not a people just waiting to get back to normal. We are a people who are about the daily looking for opportunities to be led by the Holy Spirit, to be guided by the Holy Spirit, to use our spiritual gifts day by day, to grow more holy, to become more like Jesus day by day, because the Holy Spirit is within us and we are becoming more like Christ. There are things that we miss by not being together physically, but let's not miss the opportunities that do come our way. Let's listen to God's guidance. Let's be filled with the Holy Spirit, led and guided by Him every day. We pray, Holy Spirit, rain down. Holy Spirit, come to us, fill us anew. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Let us be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Let us become more and more like Jesus day by day. Let's use our gifts to serve others as we are led to do so. Heavenly Father God, fill us once again with your Holy Spirit and use us and lead us and guide us, we pray. In Jesus' name, Amen. Now we're going to sing our closing song, and the words of our closing song say this: I dare to live the life of faith, the life of challenge God has planned, of holiness and victory, for truth and righteousness to stand. I dare to ask the Spirit come, to match with power my heart's desire, my life to cleanse and energize with mighty Pentecostal fire. I dare to want to live like Christ, according to His will and way, His love to know, compassion share, and serve Him boldly every day. I dare to be different. I dare to believe. I dare to be different. God's Spirit receive. I dare to be different. My life sacrificed. I dare to be different by living like Christ. Thank you. you for being with us this morning. We hope you have enjoyed the meeting and found something of what we've been looking at and thought about to be helpful and useful for you this week. And now a benediction. For the mighty moving of the Spirit in our hearts and minds from day to day, for the gentle soothing of thy Spirit, when our fears had filled us with dismay, we adore thee, Heavenly Father, and we thank thee, Heavenly Father, and we praise thee, Heavenly Father, as we pray, Amen.